emerging youth culture is quite a, it's quite a vast subject.
That's the whole point, actually, is it is plurality. It's not just one culture. There are lots and lots of subcultures. The idea behind it is to examine youth cultures, to make a critical examination of these strange things that we're seeing, try and understand it, and also try and be near the youth. The opening evening is a highlight in itself, in as much as we have a rock group coming to animate the opening session. So we'll have our cardinals and our bishops, consultors, these very highbrow intellectual men and women of culture, engaging with the youth through the language of music. Cardinal Ravasi has been trying to engage with the music of Amy Winehouse in the last few days, and he's very interested in finding out what are the expectations of the youth. What is their language? What is this desire, this very strong, passionate, emotional will to participate in life, to participate in drama of life? But at the same time, it's not engaging with the church. Why is there this breakdown in the transmission of the faith? Why are we not able to talk to them in a language that they can understand?
Will any young people themselves be addressing or speaking during the plenary assembly?
We have talks on digital natives, on their languages and rituals. This is going to be Antonio Spadaro. He's a young person at heart. We have a young blogger from America talking about the emotive alphabet, literacy, this language that young people speak, how they engage with their emotions in many good ways. We have a round table where we'll have an Indonesian, a Canadian, and an African talking about participation, creativity, generosity, volunteering, the way that new communities are growing. We have as a subtitle, Faith in the Youth. So it's a play on words. The faith, you know, where in this year of the faith, where is the faith in the youth? But also it's our trust in them. We're looking to the youth positively.